From the CBS Chicago newsroom, I'm Audrina Sinclair, and here are the stories making news right now. First, police are investigating a body found near a Chicago high school. Investigators say the human remains were discovered in a field behind a business at 49th and Archer. That's the same intersection as Curie Metropolitan High School. We're still working right now to get more information. We'll bring you any updates on CBS News Chicago, our stream, or our website. And 15 people were shot at a Halloween party over the weekend at a packed venue on South Pulaski near Roosevelt. A promoter for the party tells us the shooter had too much to drink and was kicked out. The shooter was caught and later arrested. The victims are ranging in age from 20s to 50s. Two of them were in critical condition at the time they were brought to the hospital. And police are opening an emergency assistance center this week for those affected by the shooting or any gun violence. We're awaiting charges for that shooter. Today, the City Council's Committee on Workforce Development will discuss a new paid time off mandate. Right now, workers in Chicago are guaranteed 5 paid days off every year, which slowly accrue over time. The committee is looking to increase that number to at least 10 and then require businesses to pay them out if a worker quits. But a coalition of business groups are opposed to the payout and plan to rally at City Hall this morning at 9. Your forecast, mostly sunny with a high of 42. Tomorrow brings a chance of snow showers on Halloween with an overnight low of 26 degrees, a high tomorrow of just 37. From the CBS 2 Newsroom, I'm Audrina Sinclair.